Uruguay.
Sorry.
Um, it's a blessing to move away and be able to get some solace and restoration
Yes, Father.
while the home is being well taken care of.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
God, Minister Cassie stood in my
Ooh,
face.
yes.
Yes.
Feelings ain't facts, but God is.
Yes. Awesome word.
Awesome word. I have the
Yes.
opportunity to listen to it twice.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Because oftentimes when you listen to certain things, you don't always get it on the first broadcast.
Amen.
But
Amen.
you think you do.
Amen.
And sometimes you take the word at face value. I understand it and being transparent after I received it the second time, then I felt myself being challenged with those feelings because something came up at that moment. And I really had to catch myself. I didn't even share it with my first lady, but I had to catch myself because something that was said that I had to check myself before I respond or how I'm going to react. And I still never reacted, but I'm trying to come to a place where how do I respond without getting my emotions involved? You get what I'm saying? That's why it's very, very key when you're being ministered to that you don't say, this is not for me.
Okay.
Because as soon as you say that, God is going to put something in
Yes.
your pathway,
Yes.
and he's going to say, this was for you. Never ever approach the word of God that you over and above.
Amen.
Never ever approach the word of the Lord like you have already came. Just because you overcome it, you didn't do it all your on your own merit. You understand? You did it through the grace of God.
Amen.
And then he will show you right quickly. You see, you ain't all that great as you thought you were.
Amen.
And so it becomes a reality check, at least for myself. Let's speak for you, because if you notice what she was saying, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to me.
Me, yeah.
Really key, because oftentimes when we get in the word, we always, pastors, preachers, leaders, teachers, what we do is we try to escape it, give it to the people. No, you have to receive it first before you start to divvy it out. Very, very important. When you being ministered to by the word of the Lord, he's giving it to you. Now, we have to understand, sometimes when he's giving you a word, it's not for everybody, just for you. But there are certain cases that he'll give you a word, he says, now, it's not just for you, but I'm giving it to you to give to the people as time needed. Now, let me give you an example. Oftentimes what we do is when we do get a word from the Lord, we're such in a hurry to get it out. Let me make myself clear. In other words, what I'm saying is that once you get the word, you have to let it process. Germany, let it die in you first. In other words, if somebody plants a seed in you, you have to let it process. So you can become fully educated on what the Lord of the Word of the Word of the Lord is saying to you in that moment. I understand this because sometimes we want to get it out. Get it out. Just get, no, don't be in a hurry to get the word of the Lord to the people. You digest it for yourself or process it, because there are certain times you will miss it when he's trying to speak to you. In other words, let me say it this way. Even when he's giving you a word, sometimes you are approaching it or you're not really processing it in a proper way. Automatically, what you do is you take the persona that this is the way it is. No, you're not seeing it the way he's trying to show it to you. So it's key that we actually allow that word to impregnate. I like it. It goes in and it has to be fed. You know it. When you get a word for someone, there's sometimes the Lord will give you a word for someone and you ain't ready to say it. You know why? Because you got a fear on what the reaction of the person who's gonna receive it from you. And so you become timid with the fact that God has given me something, but look who he's given it for. I'm the messenger carrying this message, but it's the person that I gotta give this word to that I kind of think they're not gonna receive it from. What I'm teaching you at this moment, if you're not understanding it, you gotta have a certain sense of boldness as it pertains to your relationship with God and when he's feeding you word, because sometimes that word may not be for this season. Okay, you, what did Paul tell Timothy? Preach the word in season as well as what?
Out of season.
Because when you give it to a person in the season, but it's not really due time, they're going to look at you with a cock-eyed face like, are you serious? That doesn't even equal. But baby, this is summer. I'm speaking to you in summer. Winter hasn't come yet. In other words, it's not time for it to manifest to you, but it's time for me to receive it so you can get it.
God,
I can't, you, look, okay, you can't get manifestation until the seed is planted. And so when the seed is planted properly, you got to give opportunity or time for that seed to grow into the ground. You got to let that seed begin to get comfortable in its settings. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Because we always want to rush a season. We nobody can have a child before 5 months. And if it do, what happens? It's premature.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So that baby ain't fully turned. That's why when you see parents or mothers particularly, when they're having children in those stages, I believe that's like the second or third trimester, if I'm not mistaken. What happens is they have to stay in the hospital to make sure they're getting overseas and getting all the nutrients before taking them home. Because the baby ain't ready yet. And such of us, we want our blessings to come so fast. But we ain't taking the work first. Let me tell you something. Anything God gives you, he wanted to remain.
Yes.
Why would he give you a temporary fix? Compared to that, that's like a drug. It's high and it's low. That's not God. Because that's not showing stability. If he's putting a promise in you, before the promise, there's got to be a seed first. And let's compare the seed. The seed is the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Some occasions, sometimes for a full promise to come through, depending on the goal that God has for you, sometimes it can take years before the manifestation. But what we do as children, we become impatient.
Yeah.
And what we do, what happens is we become erratic.
Yes. Yes.
By taking the position that God's word is not enough. Let me go and do it my way. Because your way ain't good enough. Lord have mercy. And so what we'll do, we want to hurry it up. We want to hurry it up. Let me fast forward. No, baby girl, listen. Go through the process. What you will not do, oftentimes we rush God's promises before due season. And when we do it our way, things begin to fall apart. And then you start crying and bubbling. God says, I didn't tell you to go about it that way.
Yes, Lord.
Anything God is going to give you that's just phenomenal, you got to believe it's got to take some time.
Yes.
Anything that's overnight, that's why we got to be careful with these get rich schemes overnight. Things are just not going to be overnight.
Yes, Father.
Amen.
You need to know all the nuances to the business or how you got to grow it, how you need to approach it. Get some understanding. Talk to some people who fail at it. Not who prosper at it.
Yeah,
Lord. Look, let me get this straight here. Because what happens is, let me tell you what we do. We always want to talk to somebody who already achieved it. You notice when they don't tell you how they failed before they achieved it. What we need to do is let me find out who I can talk to that failed. Because what we can do is hopefully we don't make the same mistake that they did.
Yes, Lord.
This is the same way when your parents try to tell you, I wouldn't go about it that way, baby girl. I wouldn't go about it that way. But what we do, we get hardened.
Yes, Father.
Because what you're doing is when you start to react with those kind of behaviors, you're really telling your parents you don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But you forgot that your parents was once your age before you.
Yes, sir.
And it's the same way even with leadership pastors, when they try to teach the children X, Y, and Z, they don't think the pastor know enough. Matter of fact, what they think the pastor is that they caught up in the heavens, that they don't have no relation to the earth. You got to believe before I was saved, I was a sinner.
Okay.
And a good one at it, too. And listen, God would have to make, depending on your assignment, God would have to make you, allow you to be a good sinner. So you don't, see, because what happens is, if you are a good sinner, then you will become a little bit more relatable to the people on how you overcame.
Oh, you talking? Are you talking today? Yes. Oh man, he is in his bag.
There's nothing wrong with being a good sinner. it's just that just don't stay being a good sinner.
Oh man. Thank you, Lord.
I said this before. I'm gonna get to this right. I gotta give this time.
Get free.
I said this before. Whatever you fell in while you was in sin, God allowed it on purpose.
Yes.
Whatever you did very well in the sin, God says, I'm using that for your ministry.
Yes.
In other words, let me say it to the way, for some people who are ashamed of their past.
Yes.
You need to get to a place where you can start telling your children your mistakes. Because some of your children see you as a saint. They don't know that you was a great sinner.
Yes.
I used to lay up in Johnny's bed. Oh, God Almighty. You tell them the truth. Because what you're doing is you're showing transparency.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
That you didn't get here overnight.
Yeah.
That's why I can't stand your folks. Because when they look at you cock-eyed, I'm going to tell you something about church. You be careful with them. Let me tell you something. The very thing they tell you not to do, they go home and do it themselves.
Yeah. Preach.
Preach. Oh, my goodness. Bad.
And it's always the holy denial people. Some of the people might be in the front line. And hallelujah, Pastor, you preaching the word, but then go live the very thing that the pastor is preaching against. We gotta cut that behavior out. We gotta tell people this is my issue.
Mm-hmm.
These are my dilemmas. These are the things that I have to face. These are the things I have to go through. These are the things that made me cry. These are the things that I didn't even know how I was gonna come out of it.
Come on.
My mom and I, we had this conversation a couple of days after I returned back. She and I haven't talked in quite some time. And so we was able to just catch up. And we brought up a subject that we both were going through in 2014. And in fact, man, and it brought me back. Holy Spirit brought me back. And what she said to me, she said, man, look at you now.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
I said to you know, that was 2014, we in 2025. That's not that long ago. When you in that type of situation, Brother Lewis, if you find yourself in those type of situations, you almost feel like God has forgotten about you. That you're not ever going to come out of this. That God's promises is a lie and null and void. At least that's what the devil will make you believe.
Yes.
And in that situation, when I found myself in that year of 2014, my back was against the wall. I just didn't know how. It's almost like nothing was working for me. I couldn't really relate to Romans 8 and 28, that all things work together. I couldn't relate to it, but I heard it. I understood it, but I couldn't relate to it. Because Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for them that love God. I felt like I love God, but why is it not working for me?
Man.
It's almost like that Romans 8:28 became a disappointment. Oh, man, let me get in here. You know what? I'm telling you, man. And then you get people, man, to tell you, man, God will fix it. You need to do it this way. You need to do it that way. I hear you, elder, at least at the elder at the time. But tell me something. Was this scripture working for you every moment of your life?
Mm-hmm. God.
Tell me. Can you really be honest here? Don't try to put on a face before the leaders. Did this scripture work for you every time you apply? However, what we do have to understand is that when we apply the word, it's not always going to be 1, 2, 3. Abracadabra. Sometimes that 8 and 28 must work. And work, do you notice it said work together? It didn't tell you it belong.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're trying to become a millionaire overnight, you must forget it. There is a lot of nuances before getting there. The mistakes, the failures. You might have done everything right, but it just wasn't your time. Have you ever considered that? Let me go ahead. I thought I was going to get here. I'm going to get here. Let's go to Genesis chapter 15. I'm going to bring it. Bless as I can, much as I can. I'm going to get in here. Y'all just kind of follow along. Genesis chapter 15. It's the first book, just in case you don't know. I'm going to just make a position that you've never heard of.
Amen. Amen.
Man, I can't wait till we move. Lord, I tell you, man, I mean, and look, here's the thing about moving and going to the next level. You're not going to just get there overnight. There's a process, but here's the thing. At least what we have, God says, I'm going to show you your future before you get there.
Mm. Amen.
Because if we were to move tomorrow, I don't think we all would be ready for it. And I don't mean ready from it from the point of view that it, like we could get there by a vehicle, but are you spiritually mature enough and ready to go to another level? Mm-hmm. See, God can give you part of the manifestation out of season, mm-hmm. but it ain't finished yet. Mm-hmm. Jesus, come on now. I want to tell my queens, just because you meet a man one night don't mean you have to get married tomorrow.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yes. Same goes for the men.
Yes.
Get an opportunity to get the understanding who you're meeting with.
Yeah. Mm.
Because what's going to happen is it'll keep me from doing more counseling sessions. That's what you're going to do. You're going to eventually come to me, Pastor. But what I gave you over a protracted period of time, have you picked up what I was putting down, or you rushed it because you were burning?
Mm. God.
Yeah, I know what I mean by burning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I know what I mean. Yeah. You know what I mean by burning. Because what we, you know, because Paul says, you know, get married rather than burn. In other words, you, Jesus Lord, I'm talking about fornication.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is abstain from that, so we want to hurry up getting married.
Mm.
To avoid from that. But you might be giving up one sin, but you will fall right into another.
Mm.
If you ain't Catholic, meaning divorce court, that's another situation you got to deal with.
Mm.
Goddamn.
I know, I want to promise, I want God to bless you. Yes, I do. I want God to fulfill your promises. Yes, I do. Yeah, I want you to walk in joy. But can you just wait your due season? Can you wait your time? You want to rush it. You want to put the cart before the horse. You want to do it this way. You want to do it that way. And then you're going to come crying to me later. Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
And now at this point, I'm supposed to be compassionate, yeah, but I'm going to be your pastor too. I'm going to tell you, you know you did it the way you did it.
Oh.
You got to learn how to start following the example God placed in front of you. He put a pastor for a reason before you. That is governmental order. Yeah, I know you're an adult, but there's some things you just don't know.
Yes, Lord.
If I want to tell you no, I'm not telling you no because I don't want to see you happy. I'm telling you no because the Lord is revealing something to me at that moment for your life. It's going to spare you 10 years.
Boy, it's true. Lord. Oh, are you talking today? Are you preaching today?
I was talking to somebody who's very well around me for a long period of time. He even put himself in around me as a leadership role. And all he said was, I just want to get married. And I really want to say, you're not even ready. You know, people get upset with me because when I tell them the truth, they don't want nothing to do with me. I'm only telling you because you're just not there yet. There's a lot of growing up in you that I see that you need some assistance in. What you want to do is that you want to get married so you can turn your wife to your mother.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Teach
yourself.
Teach Lord, people with father.
Teach your wife should not replace your mother.
That's slower.
And what our brothers need to learn to do, just because you didn't get something from your mother, should not replace your wife in your mother.
Thank you, Lord. Over to Steve. Thank you, Father. I receive in the name of Jesus.
Don't be upset with me. You're not ready to get married. You're burning to get in a relationship. You're not ready. You're trying to put the cart before the horse. But there's a lot of maturity I see that you really need to start working on.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help my maturity, Lord. Help me, Father.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. I'm trying to help grow you up in the way that comes. What I'm trying to do, do you know what I'm also trying to do? I'm trying to prevent you from making mistakes that I made. Why do you think I say certain things? Because I made it. And it didn't feel good. The result of it wasn't kind to me. And let me tell you something, Minister. What happens is when you get into certain things like that, God will make you take 10 years.
Yes, Lord.
Because what he'll do, he's going to let you go through it for 10 years so you would never do it again. But look what happens is 10 years, it's like going from 30 to 40. Now you wasted 10 years over this.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, memories.
And we all have made some mistakes, probably, yes, in relationships. We all have. We all have. Some more than others.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I said all have.
Yes, Lord. That's me.
Yes, Lord.
If you see, this can work two ways. I don't even know I'm gonna get God's mind. This can work two ways. Sometimes because you experienced a relationship that was a liability, now you're afraid you're going to a new one.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
But the mistake you made, it was because you made.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. So now you're gonna be a little more caution. Yes. On the next juggling on the spot.
Yes, Lord.
Do you realize our marriage is a business?
Yes.
You mess around with the wrong person, they can drop your credit score. Just like that.
Amen. 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 God, talk about it. Just...
I think it's... Oh, no, boy, help me with this. Another thing we need to learn. We got to learn to stop taking a relationship that's beneath you. God, let me say it this way.
God.
They don't always tell you their credit score. That's one thing they're going to hide. Jesus. I'm going to marry this joker. But then I got to co-sign for this, this, and this. The reason why you co-sign is because they made some mistakes in their past. In other words, it might have been mistakes, but it was just being irresponsible.
Yeah.
No stability.
Yeah.
So now you make an investment and you ain't getting no return on it.
Like, what am I asking you again?
God Almighty, I can't call again. Why do you think God says marry equally yoked?
Yes.
Okay. Let me give you a connotation of that verse.
Ooh.
Equally meaning spiritually with you.
Yes.
In other words, if you're serving the Lord, you don't need to marry somebody who's from Buddha. That was one concept. But I think even deeper than that, if I have an 800 credit score, why am I marrying somebody with a 5?
Love.
Man, come on, listen. Now, I understand things happen. People don't deserve a second chance in life. You just got to make sure that God is leading you to that person, and that person's been led to you, because watch this, there might be some things that they have that's more than you. Just because a person got a bad credit score, that don't mean they don't have the money.
Yeah.
They can have the money, just a bad credit score.
Yeah.
You may not have the money, but you got a good credit score. Put that together.
Man. Amen. 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 Amen.
Not uniquely yoked. You get what I'm saying? So you see the kind of approach that we need to learn to take when we're starting to get into a certain relationship. We need to do a serious interview, just like you would do when you go to a job.
Yes, Lord.
In fact, I wouldn't even get to a place. Let me get your old ex phone number.
Yeah.
That's what the jobs do.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some references.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Let me find out how you treated them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if they had children, how did you treat them children?
Yes, Lord.
Did he look at your daughter a certain kind of way?
It's real.
But we burned him. And I'm talking, I gotta get it in, because I was listening. No, what I'm sensing is that people are burning in this ministry. They are burning. They are burning. And those of you, I'm not talking to you, you're married, I'm talking, but you can relate to it. You know you were burning before you said I do.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
And I, that's what I'm saying. I'm sensitive greatly that you're burning so much that you were willing to settle for anybody.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Those are feelings, isn't it, Minister? Those are feelings. Well, God is, right? And so those are feelings that we have to understand and be real. Yeah, I got these feelings.
Amen.
But God can grace you to deal with that feeling.
Yes, he can.
If you let him.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not going to say there's going to be some times that you're going to have urges. Look, we got to get real. Because
yeah.
We don't talk about this in the church.
Yeah.
We try to hide it and smother it. No, we got urges.
Yes, Lord. Are you right?
It's not easy. The Lord knows. I'm going to pray for my singles in a minute. But, you got it tough. I get it. And so most times when they look at married people, you don't understand. No, we understand. We try to live holy too. Oh my God.
Jesus.
Oh man. Oh, that's enough.
But the urges it's like the urges have increased for another level. What the enemy is doing though, he wants you to slip and slide. Because let me tell you something, temptation is real, but there's not no temptation that we can't overcome.
Yes, Lord.
When you get those kind of urges that go to another level, you got to say, God, what is it that you want me to really see? Maybe I'm at the threshold floor of my blessing.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you a little something. Let me give you a little trick here. Let me give you a secret about it. Not a trick, but a secret. When you at your almost height of temptation, your blessings are right behind you. When you can't take it any longer, it's almost like, Lord, sit on me. You cry out with, Lord, if you don't sit on me,
yes, Lord,
I don't know what I'm going to do. Yes. But now, Lord, I'm praying for, because I see what
thank you.
I need a double anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Spit on me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
These purges is far beyond the delight of experience in my life. Lord, if you don't do something
right now,
I don't know where I'm going to end up.
Yes, Lord. Hey, Lord.
You got to know right before the grace, the temptation is going to become grave. You ever notice right before you get your blessing or your breakthrough, you get right into the heat of the moment. To the point you can't stand the heat. That was me in 2014. When I was in the heat of a battle, I didn't know how I was going to come out. Man, it's like everything was coming at me at one time. So much so, if you think about this now, I couldn't have saw myself past 2015. Because you're stuck where you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's all you see is what you're dealing with. No word can help you. At least when somebody try to minister to you, it's almost like, I don't want to hear that right now.
Yeah.
You get to a place where you don't even want to deal with God no more when you're dealing with that type of heat. But you try your best to live holy. You try your best to live right. But then here comes the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Taps you up on the shoulder.
Hallelujah.
I just want to refine you. Let me test you. Let me prove you. Because there's a gambling going on. The enemy has came seeking who he can devour. He has come to the Father on your behalf. And when he asked me, can I tempt him this way? You think there's punishment? God says, I'm allowing the messenger. But I'm not going to let him kill you, Joe.
Yes, Lord.
God. I'm going to allow him to afflict you on purpose, but I'm not going to let him kill you. Before promotion must come in.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The gathering. You can't expect to go to a promotion, a level of promotion and success without the pain and without the process. I know that some people, well, Pastor, you know I'm doing everything I can do. I'm serving, I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm up at 3 a.m., and I don't see no results. God said, I'm just allowing certain things to happen on reason, on purpose.
Thank you.
If you're doing it with the right intentions, God don't have a problem rewarding you.
Yes, Lord.
Let's think back for those of you who was on that 30 days straight, 3 a.m. prayer. Y'all forgot that. I know some of y'all did. Because you know why you forgot? Because it's over now. The same way when a woman's going through pain, before that baby comes, she's going through travail and pain. But when that baby comes, they forget about the pain. All they see is a little baby girl, a little baby boy. They don't see the pain. But when we were up 3 a.m. every day, that was during a period of time when we was looking for some place to land, a place called our own.
Yes, Lord.
And it looked like things were falling apart. And during that 30-day period, we were going out, scouting the land.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question out of obedience? Those of you who was in Wednesday, did y'all go back and listen to part one?
Yes.
Did you see?
Oh, man. We're waiting for more.
And truthfully, some of y'all wasn't receiving. I know it. Y'all probably thought I was just talking. Oh, I'm here. No, God was speaking to me directly, giving you instructions. And so look at this. I don't think we was doing at 3 a.m. at that time. And so while we were doing those 30 days, well, you know, and I took some of y'all out. I mean, honestly, some of y'all just looked around and think I was like, they not ready. They just all over the place. They're not even spiritually in tune right now. I saw it. But I had to come to realization. Okay, God. What was it? Numbers 14. Go south. Take the instructions.
Yes.
Here in July, God said, now you got it.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder what y'all going to do now. Mm. Are y'all going to keep listening the way you were listening before? Or are you going to start taking this word and run with me?
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm.
That's what a vision is. Run. Make it plain. I'm giving it to you bit by bit. Oh, what are you going to do? You going to keep sitting around? Not giving God a return on his investment. He's trying to get you somewhere. And he don't have to take 10 years to do it. He can do it in 5 months. Then you just see your church get
yes, Lord.
Within the time frame of 5 months. I've got
Hallelujah.
January 14th.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes.
January 31?
Yes.
That's almost 6 months. Technically 2 weeks, if you want to call it, if you want to be technical, but we got, but it was starting the process July 14th.
Yes, yeah.
The process started then.
Mm.
That truthfully, the contact was made on the 4th.
Mm.
The paperwork was started on the 14th.
Yeah, yeah.
The closing was the 31st.
Yeah, talk
to
talk.
The announcement was August 10th.
Yeah, talk to talk. Talk to talk. Talk to talk.
So business. Yeah. When you decide that you're going to do this the right way, God will have a problem blessing you.
Yes.
Amen.
Showing you what he can do in 6 months. That's not really if you look, I was talking to another ministry and they looking for land themselves. You know they've been doing this for years.
Mm.
See, and guess what? He got way more members than we do.
Stop it.
See, this is why we take it for granted that we look around and we don't see productivity. No, productivity needs to begin in here before he brings it out here.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
And by all means, I'm more excited that he let Johnson.
Yeah.
Because I believe that did it. We didn't have the money in the account then.
Mm.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you already had it, but no, we didn't. Yeah. We did not have some of y'all know.
Yeah.
We did not have that kind of money then.
Yes, Lord.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Even if we did, sometimes you can't even get a loan if you try to.
Yes, sir.
So look what God did. He said, not only I'm going to bypass a loan, I'm going to let you do it in cash.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Guaranteed.
This is the kind of ministry we are under.
Yes, sir.
This is the kind of, I told y'all months ago, we are under an open heaven. Those yes, fair heavens was not null and void.
Yes, Lord.
God heard everything you said.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The same way you're praying privately, God says, I hear your cry.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Ali.
Thank you, Lord.
You have a reflection now. Your ministry can win. Why can't you? You're a part of it, aren't you?
Yes.
Woo! Yes, Lord. Oh, man.
And that time of reflection for me in Miami, I know, Pastor, what are you doing listening to the word? I still got to be able to walk with God.
Yeah.
That don't stop. And so he revealed to me, go back and listen. I've never gone to that on my own. I really have. Y'all understand me. I don't like hearing myself.
Yeah.
But this particular message, I had to listen to it. It was just blessing my soul. I'm like, I hope you guys listen to it. Did you? I want to
hear. Oh, you
want to? Did you listen to it?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, all of you. Every last one. I need to see every. Who did? Don't tell me you all. You. I'm busy. Yeah. That's how you ain't where you need to be. Can I just get frank with some people? If I give instructions, God gave me the instructions to go back.
Amen.
But I gave you the instructions to go back. Did you go back and listen? That's all I want to know.
Amen.
That's all I want to know.
Amen.
They're going to get mad with me for that statement. I get it. Because you say, well, Pastor, this ain't dictatorship. No, I'm under an open heaven. God is revealing to me. Go back and listen to your January 14th and what I told the people to do.
Yes, sir. You right.
I get around to it when I get around to it. Okay, take that out too. I'll get around to it. What if God get around to your blessing when he get around to it? Because you decided to be disobedient when your leader gave you instructions the same way he gave it to me. Go back and listen to what you missed.
Mm.
And maybe you can take the approach. Now, if I say something, maybe you can be like, I better get on this.
Yes, Lord.
From one thing to the other, God was leading us from ROI to ROI 2.
Yep.
To numbers don't lie, part 1.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. And so, look how we brought up Gideon in the same message, somewhat incorporated in that message. God told me, you don't need those many people, because assuming a pastor would assume that you need hundreds of people to get some light.
Yes.
I don't even know if we got a full good 20, but watch this now. Even with the 20, all of them give it the way they need to give. How do we do that? How?
Yeah.
How? Because God says, I'm telling you, Pastor Rory Roberts, you don't need that many people to accomplish my goals.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Jesus.
Never be afraid when you ever start a business and you don't see all the ducks in a row. Just approach it as if you got the money. Because you serve a humongous God.
Yes, Lord.
A Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, Lord.
Jehovah El Shaddai.
Yes, Lord.
Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
Jehovah El Elohim.
Yes,
Lord.
Jehovah Shammah.
Yes, Lord.
Jehovah Nissi.
Yes, Lord.
Jehovah Rapha.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You serve all of these Jehovahs. Can one of those names be fulfilled in my sentence and my personal life? And yes, absolutely. Yeah. Just don't call him God all the time. He don't want to be heard by his title. Call him by his name.
Yes,
Lord. I love it, boy. Look, man, when you get to a point, this is why you always have to get in your word, your scripture. You know, see, I know what y'all used to, but I'm telling you, when you walk with God a certain way, he will start speaking to you and his word would just go coveting to me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
What I'm doing right now, I'm unveiling this. Oh, who I walk with, man. When I was walking up that strip on Miami Beach, I told you, I got lost. I got lost. I didn't know where I was anymore. To the point that I'm like, wait a minute. Where am I? I left my phone back in Atlanta, so I didn't have much for contact. I took this iPad with me. That was only my contact. And I had to use a GPS to get my way back to the hotel. But during that time period, I got lost, and it was like I was meditating, and God was just revealing some things to me. But I know one of the things I had to do was make sure I get every area in this church in order.
Yes, Lord.
Every ministry in here got to be in order.
Yes, Lord.
To begin to tackle it right now before we get over to the next side, is because it's going to be too late. One thing I do not want to do is be behind the eight ball.
Yes. Period.
Because my people ain't ready.
Yes, Lord.
So anything that we need to do for this church, we need to make sure we are taking it to the next level. I do not be comfortable where you are. And I said this to you before.
Yes.
Now, hopefully you catch it when I'm.
Yes.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Yes.
Start applying the things that we need to apply. I know. Oh, Pastor, shouldn't we prioritize the building? No, we need to make sure we got excellence where we are now. Because we're in the current state now.
Yes.
Yes.
And God does care about details.
Yes.
Yes. You are.
Anything that you're a part of, you know, deep down inside, we can do better.
Yes.
We can come up. We can level up.
Yes.
So, yes, when I take the approach that I want to meet with every ministry person, this is the way I want to go about this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the way we want to approach it. This is the way we want to apply. We're going to take some two to three. I learned this by a mentor of mine in the past. He says, take two or three. Don't just go and get the first deal. Listen to two or three so you can prepare what prices are going to be better. So, yeah, we're going to have two or three people we're going to listen to so we can approach how we're going to get the best equipment we need at this current state to make sure we get the best sound we can get. And then we're going to do some moving parts, but we're going to make sure we put excellence in it.
Yes.
Then I'm going to meet with my leaders 15 minutes out of the month. What's going on? Tell me what some of the things we need to look at, what we need to pray about, what we need to work on. Every last one. That's what I'm going to be spending my time doing for the next several months.
Yes, Lord.
So you guys will make a book appointment, find out what your availability is, and we're going to make sure this works. Come Wednesday, 6 o'clock, we're going to be on Zoom with this gentleman, and he's going to give us the best approach how we're going to make sure this is better.
Yeah.
That's the goal here. Y'all know when we ministered over in North Carolina, in with the out,
in with
out
the
with the in with the new,
yeah.
Vice versa, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. God want to do a new thing.
Yes.
We are being so complacent that we just get stuck in our ways because we don't see any future. You've got a future. God put it established right before you. It's start with your church. My pastor used to always say this, from God's house to my house. Whatever God is blessing the house, it's going to permeate if you properly connect. You hear me when I say this? Just because you hear it don't mean you connect. If you properly connect to the anointing, it'll run to your house. I promise you. If you properly connected to someone that had the anointing fall, if you looked at Aaron, the priest, Moses' brother, the anointing was falling from his beard down to his skirts. Why? Because it was infiltrating to the people. It behooves you when you see me moving a certain way, you might want to stay around. Not just be there just to be signifying, but I want to get what's on this man's life. Because God assigned me to him and her on purpose. It's not by coincidence that each and every one of you are we around at this time of our lives. Now, everyone got on a crossroad at some point. It's either the dude of Joshua 24 and 15, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, or we not.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Then I said we're going to pray for my singles in a moment. Yeah. Every single person, raise your hand for a moment. Every single one. Every last one of you, in the name of Yahshua. Because I know you're dealing with some things. You don't think, see, your pastor knows. You think I don't know what is going on in your personal space? I don't know what time to call you and say, hey, man, I know you're dealing with this. I know you're dealing. I'm taking it to the Father at that moment. Yeah.
Yes,
that's what we need to focus on. When we get on our 3 a.m., we don't need to always focus on stuff. On what I'm no, we need to center around him. I got to teach y'all how to lift him up. You know, blessings come through praising properly and lifting him up and exalt. Because we're so busy asking God to do things, we forget that we exalt his name first.
Yes, Lord.
Tell him how wonderful he is. Yes, tell him Lord. How kind he is. Tell him he can do anything but fail. You don't want your child to always come to you asking for stuff before they acknowledge you.
That's why.
So we get on our 3 a.m. That's what we should be focusing on. Not just stuff. You want stuff? Help. Go to your private prayer and deal with that. We need to exalt the Father. There's some things that we are going for. We still got to build a building. We still gonna need provisions. And if it's up to me, I don't want to get in no debt going into that building. I don't want to have to approach a bank and say, okay, look, we got a piece of land. Can you give us some money? Now I'm hoping that we get the money ourselves and start building on our own now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, man.
Google and Apple got everything they need. Why can't the kingdom of God?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We put our stock in all of those giants when we forget the real giant.
Yes, Lord.
The giant is your kingdom, the ministry that you are serving under. He uses that as a portal for you to get your blessing.
Yes.
And you know, this is the thing that we go through. And I'm going to shift a little bit here for a second. This is the thing that this body of Christ is so divided with these tithes and offerings. They'll get into this back and forth and area. Should you tithe? Should you not tithe? This is this and this is and that. Do you see how the enemy can creep in for something like that? Because he don't want the church to be blessed. Oh, you ever see anybody arguing? Should you invest in Apple? Should you invest in Amazon? Should you invest in Google? You don't see no battle with that. But why is it a battle when it comes to tithing into the church that you are serving under? How do you think we're going to get things accomplished?
Hallelujah.
So you see the division here? It's cooking up. You got a lot of all these bloggers. Oh, you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be. No, you know why what it is? Is that they don't want to do it. So they want to justify
what
they don't want to do.
Yes, Lord.
So they'll tell you, it was Old Testament. Should you not apply that? But watch this, though. If it was Old Testament, should you not? Why do you take Old Testament scripture and try to apply it in your New Testament?
Mm.
So you want to pick and choose what you want out of the Old Testament.
Because
it's benefiting you.
Mm.
We'll take that Deuteronomy 8 chapter all day long because it's talking about the blessings and curses. And the Lord will bless me, and the Lord will prosper me. And forget not the Lord their God, for it is He that gives us the power of Him. We want all of that, but we don't want to do what see, because Jesus said, I'm not doing away with the Lord. I'm coming to fulfill.
Thank you, Jesus.
For singles, just go ahead and lift your hands up. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you right now. Lord, you are awesome. You see how I'm starting off? Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are mighty. Lord, you're wonderful. Lord, you cannot fail. In Genesis, you said, is there anything too hard for me? Lord, I'm going to answer that question, no.
Yes, Lord.
There's nothing too hard for you, Jehovah.
Yes,
Jehovah. There's nothing too hard for you, Jehovah El Shaddai. There's nothing too hard for you, Jehovah Nissi. God, you can do anything but fail.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me.
Yes, Father.
Lord, I'm praying for my singles in this ministry.
Yes.
You know the temptation that they're having. You know that they're burning. And God, the emotion is running wild with them, God.
Yes, Lord.
I'm praying, God, that you grace them to deal with that pressure.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm devil, the Lord rebuke you.
Yes.
With all my children right now, in the name of Yahshua.
Amen.
I cancel the plans of the enemy as it pertains to each of my singles' lives.
Yes.
That they won't faulty in unhealthy relationships.
Mm.
Or relationships that look like they are subpar, but really below average.
Yes, Father.
I'm speaking life over every single person that God, you will connect them to who they're supposed to be connected to. Or who you ordained them for.
Yes, Lord.
That they relationship that would not get them off course or have them folly against you or walk away from your love.
Yes, Father.
I pray that every single person would have enough integrity and enough love for you, God. They don't let their companion get them off course.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And I pray right now in the name of Yahshua.
Yes, Lord.
I speak life over every single in my ministry.
Yes, Lord.
That's challenged with burning.
Yes, Lord.
And feeling alone. Lord, I pray that God, you will use them to get the glory out of this ministry.
Yes,
God, and I pray, God, that they use it to serve. They'll put it in the right places, and the energy in the right spaces. Father, that you would get the glory out of their lives.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Worthy, Father. You are worthy. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you hear your prayers, Father God. Your prayer. You hear prayer, Father.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Those of you who are married, you might want to appreciate a little bit more.
Yes, Lord.
Because sometimes I know your spouse can get on your last bit of nerve.
Yes.
Lord, sometimes it just happens. But God has to remind you, you know what it was like being single?
Ooh.
Somebody would pay to be in your position.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
What a nice.
And because y'all not created to be eunuchs, y'all know what eunuchs is. It's a term where it was castration, where people didn't have any.
Yeah.
And then there was another part where he didn't have any desire but to serve God, like Paul did. Paul didn't desire marriage. He never did marry. All his missionary was to serve the Lord. I don't think none of y'all here are that. In fact, I already know.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the
meantime, you have to keep yourself blameless so God can give you your promises.
Yes, Lord.
As much as you can. You slip up, look down in the comfortable sin. You fall down, and we get up.
Yes.
Don't stay in the sin.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You don't want to contaminate that anointing in the presence of God because your ministry is, people are betting on that.
Yes,
they
Lord.
Need that from you. They need that pure anointing from your life. And it's so easy to contaminate it with sin. Easy.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Y'all got blessed. I'm blessed.
Yeah, oh man. Man, 100%.
Y'all came in.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, you leave with something.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
You're leaving with some substance.
Yes, Lord.
That God does think about me.
Yes, Lord.
He wants you to know he's mind for you so much that he knows what you bring. He's going to send it to your pastor.
Yes, sir. Gotta give it to him.
To
Jake.
Show you he's real.
Yes, Lord.
Because you forget sometimes.
Yes,
forget.
Lord.
Yeah.
Oof. There's no way. There's no way. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Give me the glory today. Oh, Lord. It's wrong, Lord.
Don't get me wrong. I understand. Sometimes you just get lonely. You go home and nothing, there's nobody in the house but you.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I get this feeling sometimes when we first used to go on a business trip. I'm like, dang, what am I doing? It happened just for a split of a second. I know just that moment, this is what it could be like.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't care how big your house is, how much money, you know, feeling alone doesn't feel good.
Man.
I don't care how much money you got, how much colognes, how much shoes, that's not going to replace comfort.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're right, Lord. Talk to me. Talk
and
to
so
me.
That my singles, you got to be very careful that you don't fill your singleness with stuff.
Mm. Yes.
To fill that void.
Mm. Yes.
You can go out and buy a new pair of shoes, you think you're happy, you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
You're using it as a substitute.
Yes, Lord. Mm. You're right.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Oh, you talk to me, Father.
Mm.
Keep talking to me, Father. Keep talking to me, Father.
That's the time, if we can be full transparent, that's the time when you start calling your comrades around you.
Man,
I need you to pray to me because, man, if you don't, I'm about to go into this bar real quick.
Yes, Father.
And I see myself leaving with something I don't need to leave.
Yes, Lord.
In fact, I need to be up in here.
Amen.
So that part. I'm going to be transparent. I need you to come and pray with me on this area right now.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Thank you, Father.
Mm. I'm not going to be ashamed of this. I'm dealing with this. Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to talk to my single, my married man, too. You watch that lustful spirit.
Mm.
Mm. Watch it. Watch it. Watch those lustful demons. You got to get to a point. Hey, some things are triggering right now. Watch him.
Yeah.
Because just as well as he want to keep the singles staying single,
mm-hmm.
he want to break up your marriage so you could be single.
Man.
Yes, God.
What are you preaching today?
Jesus. Mm. Jesus.
What is that?
Lustful is a real thing.
Oh, man.
That ain't no lie.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yes, God.
Talk about it, Pastor. I downloaded them. Mm.
And it don't take much to get lost. You can see someone on TV and lust all of a sudden there. You can watch somebody walk by, lust pops up.
Yes, Lord.
You're not getting away from me.
Yeah.
When you've done all, just stay. Run for your life. If you see something, you run for your life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Let us get ready for our announcement. Can I finish?
I didn't want you. Yeah, I didn't. Man.
Y'all doing all right over there?
Golly.
Who else are you?
I see. Okay, hold on. Let me bring everybody up for you.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
We got 11 folks.
Yes, sir.
Every last one you see.
I don't know. I can't get it bigger.
There you go. That's fine.
Okay.
I see the names. That's
okay.
Yeah, because I'm paying attention to these names in case they come to me with counseling later. I'm like, did you listen to the word?
Amen.
Yeah, that's how I hold people accountable. Because I want to know what you heard and how much you was picking up what I was putting in.
Yes, Father. Mm. That's all the way right there.
Oh, yeah, I got them all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
So tomorrow, 3 a.m., those of you who can join us, that's what we're going to do. We're going to exalt the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you something. If you properly praise him properly, I'm going to tell you something. You praise him and you magnify him and you adore him. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you ain't even got to tell a problem. God start healing. He'll send healing down. He'll send.
Yes.
If you got battles going on at the job and people confront you crazy, he'll send warring angels on your behalf.
Yes,
let me tell you something. You have to be worried about conflict. Look, if you go into any conflict, that's because you're on the straight and narrow. You are on your way.
Yeah.
People you used to get along with, all of a sudden they just start acting foolishness. Like, what's going on? What did I do to offend you? Do we need to talk? Did somebody say something about you or to me that I don't know? But then sometimes it's just way it is. God said, just let it go. Let it go. I got this.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Let it go.
Yeah.
They're going to be all right. Just focus on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine.
Focus on me. Well, mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I hear you. Okay. If you start losing friendship,
mm-hmm.
it's because God is taking it to another level.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
And let me tell you another thing. Mm. Because what happens is, because when you go to that next level, they can't be attached to that level.
Mm.
So what you'll do is that you'll make them walk away from you on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It almost comes across as the spirit of betrayal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's not betrayal. God just shaving off the points.
Oh, oh, man.
Jesus.
God, no.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Mm.
Thank you.
Because this walk, if you walk with God, you're going to feel lonely at times.
Yes.
That's why you got to count on each other, brothers and sisters. You don't even know. God put you in covenant for a reason.
Yes.
But don't let the enemy shed you out, get you all divided, making you think that your own people around you having this ear or eyes against you. No, so that's what the enemy want to do.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.
You want to play with your mind.
Yes,
you,
Lord.
Oh, the people right next to you, they talk about you.
Yes.
They don't love you. They say no.
Yes,
play
Lord.
You.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yes,
you're the bearer of bad news.
Yes, Father.
You got to check that devil real quick.
Yes, Lord.
Don't give him or her any room.
Yes, Father.
To breathe on your household.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. That came from nowhere. I've seen he's talking. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Y'all have no idea how much God want to bless you.
Yes.
You have no idea how much God want to increase you.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. It ain't God that's not answering. It's that you holding him up. From answering.
Mm.
By your own consequences. It's you that's holding it up. Because you're letting the enemy get in your pre-brain and telling you and manipulate you and having you thinking certain foolish things. He's still ministering to you. Some of you even right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm.
I got stuff. Yes, Lord.
I got to tell my people that's in relationships. You find yourself in a relationship, you want to be very, very careful. You don't let no relationship get you off course and walk in with your father the way you're supposed to.
Amen.
Yeah.
You can't lose what you never had. I told y'all when night. Remember what I said? Pastor, you're losing people. People leaving. No, I never had them. That means I never had them. That means I never had them if I'm losing them.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Yes, Father.
I gotta make sure I got everything up before I sit my husband, because Lord will say, why you didn't go any further?
Yeah.
I have to make sure that I get everything up.
Yes, Lord.
It's important that I do.
Because
it could be that very one thing you need.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Well, I know I'm full right now. Thank you, Lord. Thanks.
I'm going to conclude. God will bless you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to increase you.
Yes.
He wants to.
Yes, he does.
He don't get no pleasure seeing you, not feeling in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to put you in the right position. He wants to show you all.
Yes.
To the people who don't believe.
Yes.
He wants to. He desires you to. He just don't want you to be caught up. It's the reason why you're not with your old friends anymore. You're worried about losing. I says, I'm just growing you up. We talk about women evolve. Men can evolve too.
Yes. Yes.
Evolve, brother.
Yeah, obviously.
You can't stay in the same conversation you used to be before you got saved.
Oh, I've ever seen.
If you say, then the old man dies.
I've seen. Well,
if you find yourself still talking about the old, because that means you're still battling.
Yes, Lord, I am.
And within it.
Yes.
So
every day.
Let me say it this way to you: flesh and spirit is warring all day long.
Mm.
But you got to know this now: your flesh is jealous of your spirit.
Yes. Mm.
God.
Yes.
It never said that your spirit is warring against your flesh. It's that your flesh is warring against your spirit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I received that. Oh,
yeah.
Never thought about the whole thing. Okay. I receive. I didn't.
Now I think so.
Yeah.